joined now in the studio, though, by one of my favorite people, Kristen Smith, who you may remember from the Short and Sweet Business Beat here on the air. But she is back today to talk about National Women's Month, today being National Women's Day, of course. And Kristen is doing something really special on Instagram this month to highlight women in business. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us here today again.
Aaron, I'm
welcome
missing
back.
You. You remain one of my favorite people. I'm sad that I don't get an opportunity to speak with you on a weekly basis, and I'm glad I can be a short part of the short version of the Aaron Keck Show.
So. Awesome. So tell us about this this Instagram feature. This is something that you started at the beginning of the month, right? And it's going to run all month long?
March 1st, and I guess now that I'm talking about it on the radio, I'm accountable for doing it all 31
days. Oh, yeah,
days.
Big time.
Exactly. But no, I was just thinking about, you know, there's now really a day for everything. In addition to being International Women's Day, did you know that it is also Peanut Cluster Day and Proofreading Day, March 8th.
I'm going to say yes, I did know that because no one can check me on that.
So, but March, in addition to being March Madness, go Tar Heels, it is also it's Women's History Month. And I thought about, I actually was thinking about a women business owner I knew, Jamie DeMint, who just came out with a cookbook. And I thought, I think Short and Sweet Business Beat listeners know I don't cook. And so I thought, how can I support Jamie in her endeavors and talk about her cookbook? And then I thought, what if once a day I've featured a woman business owner or entrepreneur? And so I started March 1st. I've featured folks that are local, folks that are national, and just as a way to highlight different women business owners and entrepreneurs.
That's really cool. So who have you covered so far?
So yesterday, I'm now going to say that that it's everyone from Sally Stolmeck to Sally Krawcheck. So Sally Stolmeck was my person yesterday. She is an amazing woman that I met when I was at Carolina, but then was excited to find out that she was opening her own business. She has an awesome gift shop in Midtown Market. You should definitely check her out. Sally Krawcheck is an example of someone who's internationally known. I heard her speak on UNC's campus because she's a UNC alumna. She had a very successful career on Wall Street and then decided to create her own investing platform. And so different people, some folks have had Chapel Hill high school connections, UNC connections, some are local, but I just want an opportunity to highlight the woman, encourage people to purchase their goods or services, and then inspire others, because even folks who've seen my post have responded with their advice for women business owners.
That's really cool. And going back to Sally Mac, you mentioned Midtown Market. That's right by Flyleaf Books.
Another woman business owner,
yeah,
Jamie Fiocco. So
yeah.
So lots of different and trying to vary it up, not all, you know, not all clothes or all bath products or jewelry or women, you know, things that, but I mean, even the women who founded Rent the Runway, they've overcome so much as women entrepreneurs to become a unicorn business, which is a business that is valued over $1 billion. So these are really incredible women, and their stories are really incredible and I think are worth telling. So it's just something that I decided to do. And many thanks to Shayla on staff at WCHL for recognizing it as something we're talking about on the radio.
And for getting you on the air and like really encouraging you to do it every single day for the rest of the month, right? Like blame Shayla on the 20th when you're like, it's 11 p.m.
It's the reason why I didn't post about Dry January, which I tried to observe and I made it to January 20th. But if I had come on the radio, I probably would have like been held accountable for the whole month. But
yeah.
But just, you know, it's a way to highlight women during Women History Month. If you want to participate, feel free to message me on Twitter or Instagram and send me ideas. Ask these business owners questions. Say, you know, what made you think of this idea, or how did you get started in business? Or you can go ahead and start your own. Just because it's March 8th, go ahead and start it this month and post about some of your favorite women business owners and entrepreneurs that inspire you.
We're speaking with Kristen Smith, by the way. What kind of feedback have you gotten from it
so
far?
Just very different people saying, I had no idea that she was a UNC grad, or, I'll check out that product. That's awesome to know. Or yes, she is my favorite business owner, and that's where I go to get gifts. You know, so I've gotten all sorts of things. But I appreciate Pam Herndon, who I worked with at the Chamber. She kind of talked about her own experience as a woman business owner and what women business owners faced and what advice she'd give to others.
Awesome. Speaking again with Kristen Smith, we're talking about this cool feature on Instagram highlighting a different woman business owner every single day for the month of March. And Kristen mentioned, get in touch with her on Twitter and Instagram, KCS_Tar Heel.
On both, yep.
All right, KCS_Tar Heel to find Kristen both on Twitter and Instagram and get in touch with her. And we're going to have some of these great, great female business owners featured on our website, chapelboro.com. Every single Friday through the month of March, beginning tomorrow. So
awesome.
Really
going to
be excited about that.
Thank you for helping spread the word, and would love to hear from folks and hope folks will consider starting their own. But again, it's great to talk with you, Aaron, and I've missed seeing
you
weekly basis. So, but again, it's a nice way to observe. You know, one might, you know how to observe peanut cluster day. We might need to
eat peanut clusters.
We have
think.
To go
yeah.
find peanut clusters now. But you know, this is just a way that I wanted to observe Women's History Month and International Women's Day.
Awesome, Kristen Smith. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
It is 5:38. We've got a short version of the Short and Sweet Business Beat coming up next, or not the Short and Sweet Business Beat. That was you. We've got a short version of History Matters with Scott Washington on the way after this. It's 5:38.